ליקוטי הלכס, יורדיה, חלק שני, הלכס שילוח הקן, הלכה א', from the beginning. This is the final shiur of the year Tufshin Pei Gimel, broadcasting from Uman. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov David Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Zev, whose yahrzeit is today on the 28th of Elul, and Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Meir David, Ben Reb Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is today. This person was Rabbi Meir Applebaum, who was one of the awesome Jewish heroes. He lived in Borough Park, a regular person who realized the value of Torah tapes, of recording Torah and making it available to the masses. And in his basement, he had thousands or tens of thousands of cassettes that you could buy for $1 a cassette, or rent for nothing almost, 25 cents, you know, and he spread millions of hours of Torah maybe. It was incredible. Him and Rabbi Eli Teitelbaum recorded rabbis doing the whole Shem Kavod. And again, those were privileged to see Talmidei Chachamim, real Talmidei Chachamim, Rav Rosenfeld, Rav Michal Zichron Avrocha. You saw people some people run away from Kavod in a way that everybody should see, I'm running away from Kavod. They did it, they tried to be as inconspicuous as possible. When they walked into a shul, they tried to do it to be as least noticed as possible, and to find the way to go into the shul that the least possible people are going to stand up for me. And when they did stand up, I remember Michal telling me, they're not standing up for me. No one should think that they're standing up for me. They're standing up to do a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says, somebody's 70 years old, you stand up. It's got nothing to do with me personally. And it was real. Ki yuchal lehistalik al yedei zeh, because a person could chas shalom die by getting a major kavod. Vezehu, and that's why the pasuk continues, leman yitav loch v'harachto yomim. Why are we telling you to send away the mother bird so that things will be good for you and you'll live a long life? Hefech haroidef achar hakavod, which is the opposite of those people who pursue kavod, shazai yuchal lehistalik al yedei zeh, because that could lead to the person passing away. Aval kishaboy reyach min hakavod, but when a person looks to run away from kavod, b'china shaleach tishalach, azai v'harachto yomim, the Torah promises the person long life. Ki mekabel nefesh chad, what do we mean long life? Means double life. Just like on Shabbos, you have a double soul. Ki mekabel nefesh chadosha v'chiyus chodesh min hakavod, because he's receiving the good part. He's taking the good part, he's getting the nefesh chadosha, that new chiyus, and he's getting rid of the part that you're supposed to get rid of. This reminds me of an incredible chiddush that we heard from Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha, and Rav Nachman Shirin brings it in the Likutei Moran. There's the Malach Memtes. There's in heaven, there's the 6 days of the week, and there's Shabbos. Shabbos is all good. Shabbos is kulay toiv. 6 days of the week is good and bad. Kosher pasul, tomei toher, osur mutter. So it's brought that on Shabbos, Hashem takes the controls. Hashem is in full control. During the 6 days of the week, he gives over some of the control to the Malach Memtes. He's called the Malach Memtes. He has some of the control, obviously under the direct supervision of Hashem. But the Malach Memtes, the Zohar goes, Sheshultenosei Bachoil, he rules during the weekdays. And we're told that the Malach Memtes is this concept of good and bad, like good and bad, this concept. So it's brought that Rabbi Meir had a rabbi, Acher. And Acher was good and bad, meaning a major part of his life, he was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. Try to imagine what that means, what we're talking about. But then he went up to a very high place and got blinded by the light, and came down and became an apikoiris and murder and adultery, every old philosophy, the worst of the worst. So the Gemara says that when you're looking for a rabbi to learn from, make sure there's a pasuk, ki sifsei koin yishmeru das v'toyri yivak shemipiyu ki malach Hashem tzokesu. Look to get Torah and das from a kohen, kohen meaning a tzaddik, because he's a malach Hashem. So the Gemara says, if your rabbi is Malach Hashem Tzvokos, then learn from him. If not, stay far away. So the Gemara asks, then one second, how was Rabbi Meir allowed to learn from Acher? How's the other? Acher was good and bad. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, rimoin motzo. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. Toicho yochal, kliposo zorak. He took the inside and he threw away the shell. Meaning Rabbi Meir was on a level, he was on such a high level that he could choose. He could get involved with a rabbi like this, and he was able to take only the good, only the negative. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say, the Malach Memtes, the full name is Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun. We don't say the name, you're not allowed to say it. Mem, take a picture in your mind, Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun. So they say, Toichoy Ochal, Rabbi Meir took the center. What's the center? Tes Tes. 9 plus 9 is Chai. He took the Chai. The remaining letters are Rimoin. Reish Mem Vav Nun. Rabbi Meir, Rimoin Matzah. He found Rimoin. Tochay Ochal. He was able to take the Chai. The rest he discarded. That kind of thing. While we're on the topic, this Matat is called the holiest angel in Shemayim. Uncontested. It's brought that two of the holiest yeshivas in heaven, there's a yeshiva called Mesifta Derekia, a super, super high-level yeshiva in heaven, of which the Malach Memtes is the Rosh Yeshiva, and then there's the Mesifta Ilah, the highest yeshiva where Hashem himself is the Rosh Yeshiva. In the Mesifta Ilah, there's no debates, there's no right and left, it's just pure emes. In the yeshiva of the Malach Memtes, there's debate, there's kosher posel. So again, who is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Is called Malach Elohim. You know, we have Kiloisi Shokach Mipizaroi. There's psukim that refer to Rabbi Shimon as this super holy angel. What's the pasuk I'm thinking about? Ir Vekadish Min Shemaya Nochis. A holy angel. Ir is an angel. A holy angel came down from heaven. So, which holy angel? This name of this angel, the center letters, Testes, is Chai. That's the date that he passed away, Chayir. The remaining letters are Miron. It's the date and location of Rabbi Shimon, of Lag BaOmer, of the ultimate. Again, all Marumas in this Malach, who's this kosher puzzle, this combination. Any questions? Can we differentiate between the Nefesh and the Kavod? Good question. Because in some places in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal refers to Nefesh as Kavod. The answer is that obviously there is some kind of, in the context that we're learning today, Kavod means honor, respect. When somebody shows me any kind of respect, they praise me, they stand up, that's Kavod. Nefesh means a soul, an actual soul. Isn't it easier to run away as the risks are great? The answer is that there's two policies always. There are people who see that when there's anything that involves risk, I'm out, I'm not involved. And there's a person who knows that in order to come close to Kedusha, you have to take some risks, unfortunately. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Olam Habez, Niknis, B'Yisurin. So some people say, no thanks. Or coming close to its tzaddik, it's not, no thanks, I'll stay home. That's not the best. Usually, unless a person knows, there's a story with Rav Nosson Zal, that one of his students, he once said to one of his students, I have some nachas from you, but not enough. If I would see you fall and pick yourself up, then I'd have real nachas from you. And it's brought that student passed away shortly afterwards. And they understood from Rav Nosson Zal that it was known that if he would fall, he wouldn't pick himself up. So it was better that he leave not having fallen, leaving in a good state. All kinds of interesting, important things that we need to know. Another question. How exactly can one take the nefesh that's cloaked in the kavod, and what does the nefesh represent? An example that we gave is that when a person's eating on Shabbos, and they make the bracha with kavana. They have, again, on Shabbos, I'm a billionaire. During the week, I would never pay this much money for this food and that food. So on Shabbos, some people, they come into the house, they have a bottle of wine that costs $100, and look how great I am. I'm so rich, I can afford it. That's one way of looking at it. And another way is, look what Hashem gave us. Look at the beautiful Shabbos table. Look at the beautiful clothes that my wife and kids are wearing. Look how Hashem giving all the kavod to Hashem, all the kavod of this expensive clothing, expensive food, the singing, who we sit with singing to Hashem. All of this, giving it all to Hashem. And the Torah promises us that we receive the nefesh. That's one example of it. Yes. Right.
So the kavod what can take your nefesh is 12 those kavod only kavod elokim.
It would seem Rabbein Ezra writes in chapter 6 in Likut Imran, that's where he begins the chapter. That chapter that's called Soid Kavanas Elul, all about Elul. He writes there, Kitzora Kolodom Lemayit Bechoidatzmoy Ulaharbois Bechoidamokam. He starts off with this statement, every person has to see to it to minimize their own kavod and to increase the kavod of Hashem. And there Rabbein Ezra puts a label on it that there's two kinds of kavod, kavod malachim and there's kavod Hashem. And Rabbein Ezra says that this kavod malachim is that lower level kavod which people are always questioning, investigating, and whereas kavod Hashem has kavod elikim has ter dover. That's above any question, it's so hidden. It would seem that the kvoid malachim generally is the one that short life. It says even by Yosef HaTzadik, we know Yosef HaTzadik was super tzadik. He did not take any kvoid from himself, and yet we're told that he died the youngest of all of his brothers. Why? Melech, because he had this position, this super high level position, this super high level kvoid. But generally, we would say that kvoid malachim is the more dangerous one. Kvoid Hashem is the one that's out of the danger.
But then you say that we're more from kavod.
Yes.
So he lives longer.
Exactly. So you're asking, what about Yosef HaTzadik? Didn't he run away from kavod also? The answer is, for sure he did. But could be the Torah wanted to teach us this message. And Yosef HaTzadik was zeicher that he was the example. We're sure that Yosef HaTzadik lived as long as he was supposed to, and that he finished everything he needed to finish. But again, he's the one who the Torah uses as an example to teach us this chiddush, that a person who goes, that Malchus, Malchus Rabbonos Mekaberes, you know. The next halacha beis, Al pi mashekosav Rabbeinu zecher tzadik levrocha, Hareini kaporas mishkovoi. He's writing this during the year, the 12 months after Rabbein Ezra passed away. Al posuk va'aye hasel oila, chapter 12 in the second half of Likut Imran, the famous chapter called Aye. Va'klal, to summarize what Rabbein Ezra writes there, hayotzi misham bekitzer, to summarize briefly what Rabbein Ezra says there, shechiyas haklipois va'sitrachro hi mebechinas maimar sosum. That the klipos, the sources of tumah, they draw their energy, their spiritual energy, from the highest place, from the hidden statement of creation. There's 10 statements of creation, we're told. But if you count, there's only 9. It's vayomer, it says 9 times. What's number 10? Bereshis. Bereshis bar lakim is called maimar sosin. It's a hidden statement. It doesn't say vayomer. And yet that's the holiest, that's the highest statement. That corresponds to the keser. V'zeh b'chinas yerida hi tachles hu'aliyah. And this gives us this message that sometimes going down, person going down into the sitrachra results in tachles hu'aliyah. It's like jumping on a diving board. The person jumps down, and then shoots up way above what they could jump without the diving board. Because when a person falls to whatever low places they fall, they fall into the dark places, the places of the sitrachra, azai kishemistakel biatzmoi shehu rochoik mo'oid mo'oid neshemisporach. When the person starts looking at themselves and realizing how far they are from Hashem, and the person doesn't give up. They start searching. Hashem, where are you? Where are you? Where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? They're so far away, they can't see. But just because I can't see him doesn't mean he doesn't exist. Azai hu oile betachlis aliyah. Rabbein Azal says that by searching, the person goes up to an incredible high. Bebechinas yerida hi tachlis aliyah. Ki aye hu bechinas maimar sosum kanal. Because this term aye represents that keser, that hidden statement of creation. The word aye, aleph is keser always. Aleph is Pele, Yud is Chochma, He is Bina. So that word Ayeh, we went out of the seven, we went out of this world, we're up into the highest places. Shemishom mekaplem chiyus kol haklipois vasitrachra. And that's where all the forces of Tumah draw their energy from. Migoidel hahaloma vastoro shelza maimer. Because that place is so super hidden, that's why it can be a source of chiyus for the Sitra Achra. Because from revealed Kedusha, we would never, it says, Uchvoidi la'acher loyetein. There's a pasuk that Hashem says, I will not give my kavod to acher, to the Sitra Achra. So revealed kavod, we don't let them get near because they'll swallow it, they'll gobble it up, they'll take advantage, they'll get too much. It's only the super, super hidden kavod, there they can have a connection, a hidden connection. of this Maimar, Shehu Maimar Elyoin. This is the highest level statement of creation, Hasosum Venelam Betachles Ahelam, which is as hidden as it could possibly be. Viachshov Al Yedei Shenofal Amakoymas Achitzoinim. And now, when one of us, Chas V'Shom, falls down and falls into the domain of the Sitra Achra, Umevakesh Umechapes Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, and we cry out, Hashem, where are you? Al Yedei Zehu Oile Betachles Aliyah. Through this, we go up to the highest, highest place, Lebechinas Aye, Shu Bechinas Maimar Sosim, that hidden statement. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ayin Shom Kol Zehete. Study that chapter on Likud Imran well, V'tovin, and try to understand it. Ki hu inyan dak v'omoik ma'oid moid. Because this is a very delicate, super, super deep concept. Where do we have a perfect example of this? Purim, the holiday of Purim. The Jews went down. 70 years of Golas, sleep, falling into a sleep of 70 years, disconnecting from all 70 ponim of the Torah, down. And the Sitra Achra is up. Achashverosh banquet, 180 days of celebration, the greatest wealth imaginable. The Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, he's using for his own kavod. Haman, Gidal Achashverosh is Haman, he's rich. He's got Veroy Bonav. The Sitra Achra is at an all-time high. The Jews are at an all-time low, and they capture the queen, Esther, the Shekhinah. Esther is the Shekhinah. Esther is Begematria Shoshana, because Shoshana is captured. She's in the place of the lowest Tumah, the house of Ahasuerus. She's in there, finished, all over. But she and Mordechai HaTzadik don't quit. Mordechai, he's screaming. What's he screaming? He's screaming, Aye Mekoyim Kevoidei. Hashem, where are you? And then the final showdown, Esther Amalka is going in to see Ahasuerus, and she has to pass through a room full of Avodah Zorahs, and the Shekhinah leaves her, it says. The Shekhinah left her. And she says, Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni. Hashem, why did you leave me? But she says, Hashem, Keli, Keli, Aye. She knows Hashem exists, but I don't see you. Where are you? And everything turns around completely, completely. That Purim is keser. Purim, it's brought this koilel, all the Jewish holidays in one. The word Purim is Pesach, the Vav is Vesukas, Reish is Rosh Hashanah, Yud is Yom Kippur, and the Mem is Matan Torah, Shavuos. Purim is koilel, all the holidays. Purim is the keser, the highest place. Where we go down into, where Purim is Simcha, the ultimate Simcha. Simcha is Keser. V'simchas oilom al roisham. Simcha is on the roish, like a crown. The highest of the high, by going down into the lowest of the low, into the Sitra, into the super Sitra. participating in the Suda v'Achashverosh, Supa Yerida, bowing toward Selim. The whole story, that's all this story of Ayeh, like Rav Nosson Zal says in another place. Question?
I heard at some point, I forget where and what context, but that Uman is the Petach to Gehenim, and that's why we have the kibbutz.
Rabbeinu Zal made a statement in Chaim Aran, where he said that Uman is the end of the world. Uman is the boundary. Like, past Uman is just off the cliff, Mamish, off the cliff. That this is the end, you know, making some kind of a sense, that this is the lowest of the low. And you can see it. Ukraine, the last country on earth. Give me $100,000 to go to Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah, not for $1 million. And Uman, in the Ukraine, Uman, the worst of the worst. But the Rebbe said, you have thousands of people, every incredible person on earth, coming to Uman. And the wives saying, go to Uman, go. Incredible, incredible. In the Megillah, Vayhi Oymein Es Hadassah, there are a lot of all kinds of Ramazan. V'zeh Bechinas Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. And the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan is an example of this concept of Ayeh. Ki'isa b'tikunim uvekama mekoymois. Because it's brought in the Tikkunei Zohar and in many places throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, shekan tzipor merames al hashchina kavyochol. That this bird's nest and the mother bird represents the Shekhinah. The word tzipor, by the way, without the vav, is bigematria 370 in Koich Vioritz brought. With that number 370 is the light of Hashem. The three upper spheroids are called hundreds, the seven lower ones are called tens. So this number 370 is merames to the Hashem's light, the Shekhinah. And when a person finds this bird nest on the road, it's not in a home, it's not inside a house, it's out there on the street. Like the Gemara says in Tchulin, Baderech Prat LeMezumon. Baderech means that this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, you can only do it if the bird's nest is not in a solid place. It's not inside your bedroom, inside. It's in a hefker place, out there, baderech. Zeremez al golus hashchina. This alludes that it's referring to a time when the Shechina is not in its proper place. It doesn't have a home. Today we have the Kaisa Maravi, a wall. No, Hashem doesn't have a house. Vazai nemar, and about this the Pasuk says, Kitsipor noidedes minkina, like a bird that's wandering away from its nest. Because as a result of our many sins, the Shechina is in exile. As it says, you're going to meet this Kansipur on the road. Remember, Rabbeinu Zal starts the Sipuri Maisius with the words, Baderech Siparti Maisa. On the road, I told a story, which anyone who heard it had a hero tshuva. That word baderech, telling us that this whole book, the whole Sipurei Maisis, is all about the Shekhinah being in exile, and our mission is to take the Shekhinah out of exile. Baderech daiko, bebechinas tiltul, the golus, kavyachol, wandering, like the thousands and thousands of Breslovers right now who are baderech. They're traveling from all over the world. They're traveling to come to the Mokoy Mikdosh, to the holy place, to Rabbeinu Zal. And those who are here already, who all did the derech, 26-hour bus rides, all kinds of interesting trips. Vazai mutal al kolechot shenizdam elefon of hakein sipur hazeh, lirois lishtadeh lesakein zakan sipur. And when this happens, every single one of us who encounters this bird's nest has a mission to work at repairing this kan sipur. To take Shekhinah out of exile. And one of the most powerful ways that we are involved in tikkun of the Shekhinah is through this. Bechinas ayeh, maimar sosun. Ki ikar golos hashchinah shenis alim malchuseis bar kavyochol. Because when we talk about the Shekhinah being golos, what exactly does that mean? That means that Hashem's authority is hidden. Hashem authority what? Putin says I'm in charge. Zelensky, Biden, I'm in charge. Everyone's saying, I'm the boss. Everyone thinks they're the boss. All the fear. And the real boss is invisible. Nobody sees him. Hashem, nobody sees him. Machmas hisgabrus haklipois vasitrachra. As a result of the forces of Tumah becoming so powerful, bavoinoisenu harabin, as a result of our sins place coverings on Hashem and blockages that we can't see, that Hashem is not visible, and it looks as if all kinds of other guys are in charge. And a person who is zoche to realize that Hashem does exist and Hashem is alive and well and he's the king, even in this bitter golos, because the person is zoche to believe and realize that malchusoi bakol mashala, that Hashem rules everywhere. In the White House, Hashem is in charge, nobody else. In the Black House, Hashem is no one, none of them are in charge. They're here today, gone tomorrow, and in jail, in a mental asylum, all of these leaders, these great leaders. And even though today it looks as if all of these other nations are in charge over the Jewish people, they're the ones making the rules, afal pikein ma'aminim, despite that we believe ki haklipois bi'atzmon he'mekablam chiyus mimeni yisporach, that these klipois, these non-Jew, they are receiving their life force from Hashem. Ki hu yisporach mechaya es kulam, Hashem is the one who gives life to everyone and everything. Umalchusoi bakol mashallah, and he's the one who is really in charge everywhere, whether they know it or not, whether they acknowledge it or not. Rak shehem mekablam chiyus mebechinas ayem aymarsosim. It's just that they are being kept alive. They're being given whatever wealth they have, whatever power they have, through this maymarsosim, this hidden statement. Valyidei shemaminim v'yodim zois bemes, and by us realizing this and believing in this 100%, that they are not, the police in Uman are not in charge, and Putin, Hashem is in charge, Hashem is in control of everything, of the missiles, and only Hashem is in charge, no one else. This brings about their downfall, this brings about the downfall of the Sitra Achra. Ki ikar chiyusam hu rak mebechinas ha-hastora v'alomo shel amayim rasosam. Because what gives them life, what gives them power, is the hiddenness. The fact that in that mayim rasosam, Hashem is hidden. When Hashem is hidden, the Sitra Achra is revealed, it looks powerful. Avol tekev kishezoichem leida ulegalizos. But the moment that we realize that then that it's a puppet show. You ever see a puppet show where the puppets are moving and dancing and jumping and wow, look how powerful. They're nothing. There's a guy behind the curtain who's doing this and this, and that's what's making, a puppet can't move. What are you, nuts? It's the silliest thing in the world. They are all puppets in the hands of Hashem only. The minute we realize that and reveal that, how do we reveal it? Every time we mention Baruch Hashem, Emir Hashem, making brachas, learning Torah, davening, the moment we reveal that, that in Ukraine, Hashem is in charge. In America, Hashem is in charge. In Yerushalayim, it's not the Knesset, it's not, only Hashem is in charge. Azai ein lehem shum chiyus. That cuts off their life energy. V'nichnoim v'nizbatlen legamri. And they fall, they become eliminated completely. V'azai nizgale malchus yisborach. And then the kingdom, Hashem's authority is revealed. It becomes obvious and clear to everybody. Ki ikar ha-halomo hoysomach masiz gabro saklipois. Because what caused Hashem to be hidden was the fact that they got stronger. How did they get stronger? Through our mistakes. Every time we do an avera, we do something wrong, we give them energy. We put another cover on Hashem, and the more Hashem is covered, the more they are empowered. They're able to draw energy. Avokishin is batl maklipois, azayin is galam alchus is bar kavirah. But when they experience their downfall, the kingdom, the authority of Hashem is revealed. When is the kingdom of Hashem revealed? The coronation is on Rosh Hashanah. All the observant Jews are going to say Melech, Melech, Melech on Rosh Hashanah more than any other day of the year. And Rav Nelson Zal said, all Jews around the world will say Melech, but the coronation is in Uman. The coronation takes place in Uman. This is, and we should be zecher to play our role in revealing Hashem. How? By behaving like good Jews, by being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, by not forgetting for a second where we are, and that this is all about the giving kavod to Hashem in every possible way that we can. By eating, by not eating, by sleeping, by not sleeping, whatever we're doing, it's all for the boss, all for the boss. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvah shiluach hakein, and that's what this mitzvah is all about. Shaleach t'shalach esoeim v'sabonim, send away the mother bird and take the... Zeh b'chinas ayeh, maimar sosim. This is tapping into that hidden statement. Ki kishim shaleach esoeim, azai hi poirachas v'nisalem es me'enov. Because when you force the mother bird away, she goes away. She becomes hidden from sight. We don't see her anymore. By sending away the mother bird, then how are they going to live? How are they living? How are those chicks going to live? You're a murderer. No, no, no. They're going to live. They, from the hiddenness, from that maimar sosum, there's a maimar sosum that supports all the little guys, the little people. Because everybody knows the mother is the one that provides life for all the chicks. That these chicks need their mommy. The chiyusam toli boeim. Their chiyus is dependent on the mother. And when we send away the mother, azay mekasher shoyresh chiyusam shiyueim bebechinas ayim emersosim. We're connecting, we're pulling the wire out of the mother, and we're putting the wire into the maimar sosim, to the keser, to that highest, highest place, to the hidden mother. Vazay yochoy likach esabonim lesaknum alalisim. And then you can take those little chicks and make the tikkun for them and elevate them. Ki ikar hatiltul shelakan sipor, haken sipor hu machmas is gabrus haklipos. Because what's causing the birds to have to wander, what's causing the mother bird to have to wander, is the fact that the forces of Tumah are strong. That shows that the forces of Tumah are powerful. Shemach mazeh nis'alei malchusei kaviyohol. That's what caused Hashem's kingdom to become hidden. Shezeh b'chinas golos hashchina kanal. Avol kishem ishalchem esoeim. But when we send away the mother bird, and we don't know where she is, she's gone. As boze megalin she shoyresh chiyusam shel elu atziporim shehu ho'eim hu bebechin asaye. We are showing that the real source of life of these chicks, which is the mother, is the hiddenness. It's that maimar sosum aye ki mishom hu chiyus kol hadvarim sheboilam. Because everything in this world, not just the little guys, everything in this world draws from that maimar sosum, that holiest statement. Kihu mechaye es kulam, that's what's giving life to everything. Vafilu haklipois biatzman mekabel chiyus menizu, even the klipois are drawing from there. Vazai kishemegalen zois, and when we reveal this, when we create this a scenario, we push away the mother bird. Azai heim nichnoim v'nisba. We show. What do you mean you put away the? You're going to kill the bird? No, I'm not going to kill them. They're not going to die. Even when the mother bird is away, they're not. You don't. There's no death because there's this maimar sosum which keep Hashem is alive. He's there. He's just hidden. The minute we reveal that, the sitrachra takes a fall. Vazai yecholim likach habonim, and then we can take the chicks. Because all of the negativity that's attached to them already had a fall. Because that's why the nest, the mother bird, is wandering around. Because now we have destroyed all the klipas and everything by sending away, showing that hiddenness doesn't mean gone. Hiddenness means we're tapping into the highest, highest source. We're bypassing the, we're not going into the first floor in the bank, the clerks. We're going to the preferred banking. We're going to that top floor where they can solve any problem, every problem. כי עכשיו נזבטלו כולם את בחינת שלרת ששלח, שבחינת איי, שהידי זה מגלן בחינת זו, we reveal this, the hiddenness. We created a hiddenness. We forced the mother bird to go into hiding. And through this, נכנון ונויפלם, וחויזה ונזגל המלכוס את ברכבל. And Hashem's kingdom is revealed. By this is one of the ways of revealing Hashem's kingdom. When you first hear this, it's not so easy to put it together. But if you'll review it, play it over in your mind, and you'll look at that chapter in Likut Imran, and you look at the tefillah, it becomes clear and clear what Rav Nosson Zal is saying. Any questions?
So there are two actions in Shiluch HaKen. One is throwing away the mother bird, the other one is taking the bunny.
Yes.
Right? So I'm a little confused. Which part of the throwing away the mother bird is
turning off the lights, in a sense. It's okay. Turning off the light. The mother is the source of life for those chicks. Right. Send her away, they're dead. No, they're not dead. Okay. Are we allowed to, we're killing, we don't want to kill birds. We're sending them away is we're changing the channel. We're going away from the nine lower spheres, from the nine states of creation, and we're going into that top one, to Maimar Sosin. We're plugging it in over there.
And the action of taking the bunim?
And through this, all the Kedusha has an elevation. All the fallen Kedusha, these little chicks that has an aliyah. This is the Yerida Tachlis Aliyah. This is the aliyah that's taking place.
It sounds to me like it seems that the natural state of things is that the birds are taking care of the mother and, you know, natural world.
That the mother's taking care of the birds, yeah. You mean?
Yeah, the mother's taking care of the birds,
yes,
right? And so what we're doing is we're revealing, no, there's a whole different framework of the world. The world is here for us to do things for a good Baruch Hu, and so we need to send away the mother bird. It's not Teva. We need to take the bird to make it the Antikun.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Question?
Now, very extreme, specific example how this works. Does it also apply in daily things that we do?
100%. Every time that we experience any kind of a Yerida, any time that a person has a Yerida, makes a mistake, doesn't have Eira, and a person would say, okay, I'm out. No, I'm not. I disconnected. I pulled a plug. I tore the wire. And the Yetzirah says, you better believe you tore the wire. Hashem, the last thing you want to do is show your face to Hashem now, because Hashem doesn't want to see you. You got mud on your face. And I say, no thanks. My Rebbe said that on the ground level, you're right. But there's Maimar Sosin. There's a place when I'm down there, there's a back door that I can come into. Menashe, King Menashe, who was an idol worshiper and got all the Jews worshiping idols. And then finally Hashem decided it's time to get this guy. And he's on a place and cannibals get hold of him. And they put him into a pot. And he's going to be the lunch. They're going to have him for lunch. And they start cooking him. And he goes through, he starts screaming to each one of his idols. And he says, if you're anything, save me. If not, I'll know that you're a piece of garbage. You're nothing. And he finishes his whole list. No more idols. And he says, wow, the only one left is Hashem, I guess. And he says, Hashem, if you're anything, save me. And if not, I'll know that you're just like the rest of them. And the malachim hear his tefillah, and they're all standing like this. They don't want to let the tefillah go through this filth, this piece of super garbage. And the chutzpah to talk like that to Hashem. They're all blocking, and Hashem carves out a path from under the Kisei HaKavod, because he said something really, he meant it well. You know, he's still saying, Hashem, I see that they're all garbage. I see they're all nothing. And now this is your chance to show even me that you're real. And Hashem showed him. And there are those that say that the tefillah at the end of the Tikkun HaKloli, that Ribbono Shel Olam, that last page in many of the Tikkun HaKlolis, that's Menashe's tefillah, where it says, Shetachter Katir Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. Those that have the opportunity to say it, it's very, very good. He connected to that Maimar Sosin. Exactly. Another word for this Maimar Sosin is the Oitzar Matnas Chinam, the treasury of free gifts.
After Rabbeinu said,
Exactly. Ein shum yush poilam. Rosh Hashanah was osher. I will do tshuva. When the Satan's saying can't, the Gemara says about Acher, that Rabbi Meir said to him, Rabbi, come back. He said, I can't. He said, what do you mean you can't? He said, I heard Hashem say, I heard a baskol that said, Shuvu bonim shoivovim chutz me Acher. Everyone can come back except for Acher. What should he have done? He should have ignored it. Kol ma shem alcho balabayis haseh chutz mitzeh. When you're in somebody's house, and whatever they tell you to do, you have to listen, except if they tell you get out. If anybody ever feels that Hashem is saying get out, don't listen. Don't listen. And even the tzaddik emulates brought that regarding Rosh Hashanah. That's the only example where Rav Nosson Zal gives, where if the tzaddik says don't come, you shouldn't have asked him. Don't ask him. Come, because this is Maamar Sosum. Because Maamar Sosum is Yom Kippur. We start off with the Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, and we're climbing and climbing till Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went to the inside, Kodesh Kodesh Besa. But for Breslovers, the Gemara says, Tzadikim and Rishoim, their Yom Kippur is on Rosh Hashanah. They're signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is Malchus and it's Keser. It's Maamar Sosum. It's everything. We should be zecher to be here, and those who are here should be zecher to be good shlichim for anyone who couldn't be here, who isn't here, for whatever reason. It's a known fact that small babies can't survive without their mother. How we'd understand that? There's a Gemara that says that there was a man who had a small baby, and that the mother wasn't there, and he said, Hashem, this is your opportunity. And he nursed his baby. The man nursed his baby. How is that possible? It's not possible. You're right, it's impossible. That's one of the examples where Hashem did the impossible. And there are many stories like that. I just heard Klein, what's his name? Yaakov Klein just sent out a video recently about a couple that got married. This story is worth hearing. A young couple that got married, and months went by, and a year went by, and more years, and no children. And the parents said, you have to go see a doctor. And they said, we don't have to do anything until it was 3 years. And after 3 years, they decided they're going to go see a doctor. And the wife went to the doctor, and the doctor checked, and he saw that the ovaries are damaged. Not possible to have children. So the wife said to her husband, I'll understand completely if you want to have children. I know the person, I'll understand completely if we separate. He said, the only way you will be separated from me is when you become a widow. Nothing else. There's nothing else in the world that's going to separate us. They lived together for 18 years, and the struggle that people have in that kind of situation, struggling. And then one day, a big rabbi came to town, and the wife says to the husband, "Go get a bracha from this big gadol." So he goes, visits to get a bracha, period, just a general bracha. He goes. And the gadol asks him one or two questions, and he tells him his story, and the gadol says, I've been waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I had a dream, because there was a couple that was in a car accident, and they got killed, the parents got killed, and they had a baby, a 6 or 7 week old child that has Downs, a Down syndrome child. Now doesn't have parents. And I was wondering, who's going to take this mitzvah? Who's going to take this? The mother went away, the mother died, who's going to take the chicks? And in a dream they showed me that somebody's going to come who has this kind of, and they're going to take the baby. This man said, it's a deal. And they took the baby home, him and his wife, and they gave love, they gave this baby everything in the world imaginable, everything in the world. And when this child was 3 years old and it's on the mother's lap, the child starts tapping the mother's stomach and says, baby. And the mother's looking at, what baby? No, baby, nothing. Screaming, baby. And the father comes home and, baby. The father says, go take a test. She takes a pregnancy test and she's pregnant. And she had a child and they had other children and everything. And he told this story, Yaakov Klein, to know that Hashem is great. We have no idea how great Hashem is. No idea what Hashem could do. So that word impossible, we know we've seen the impossible. We've been to weddings of people who raised children to give them the best of the best that anybody could imagine in the world, and there's going to be grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and it's a shame. Question, how do we manage this year Shabbos together with Rosh Hashanah? On Shabbos, we can't cry or have any negative critical feelings about ourselves, which bring tshuva, but Rosh Hashanah requires these. The answer is that even on Rosh Hashanah, the crying is not from sadness, from depression. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk, "B'shimcha yegilon kol ayoyim." We rejoice with Hashem all day, and it says, "Al teyatz chedvas Hashem himuschem joy." So Rosh Hashanah is simcha, Shabbos is more simcha, and it's not a contradiction. There's a pasuk, "Vegilu bira'ada," to rejoice with trembling. That on one hand there is judgment, there's no vidui. On Rosh Hashanah, even without Shabbos, there's no al-chait, there's no ashamnu bagatnu. Rosh Hashanah, we don't go there. There is, each yontif has its chashivus. By saying all the tefillos we're supposed to and doing what we're supposed to. And if crying gives somebody relief, if crying gives somebody joy, they're allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah, they're allowed to cry on Shabbos. That's what it says in Halacha. We should be zeicha to tefillah besimcha, with bechiyos, with holy, with happy bechiyos, like in the story of the seven betlers. Should be zeicha to a good, the year should close on the highest high, and the new year should be higher. The Gula Shleima B'mher B'meinu Amen V'Amen.
Amen.